This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast. I've been banging on about some of the goals we've had here on the podcast over the last few months and how we are trying to grow it. And it is growing. And a big part of that is because of your help. I asked last week if you'd like to help us out and you wouldn't mind sharing this with training partners or triathlon club members or some of the people that you train with who you know love triathlon. It'll really help us grow, and boy, has it helped us grow. So if you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, please do. That's one signal that iTunes loves. And the other is sharing it with people you know. And I set the goal for 1 million downloads in 2018, and we are well on track for that. So please keep sharing. It helps us massively. We're talking some nutrition on today's podcast, and we're joined by Rebecca McKee, who we spoke to over the last few weeks. If you missed Rebecca's story, pretty cool. And head back a few weeks and you can listen to that. But she's given us some great advice over the various disciplines. And today we talk about her nutrition strategy. In the spotlight, in the coach's corner today, is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. Let's chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge, and we head back to Anchorage, Alaska. Rebecca McKee joins us now. Rebecca, welcome back onto the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Rebecca, nutrition, again, it's one of those things that we've neglected to speak about with you in any of our previous episodes. I'm taking it, it plays a big role in your triathlon success as well.
It absolutely does. And it took a long time for me to figure out how and what and when in regards to racing that I was going to be, you know, I spent a lot of years making a lot of mistakes with nutrition.
Talk to me about some of those mistakes and the trial and error and figuring out what works and what doesn't.
Well, in the beginning, I believe that I bought into probably what every new triathlete believes. And this, you know, this is back in 2000 to 2005. And we have a very different approach to nutrition as coaches these days and what we know about sport nutrition, even from back in 2000 to 2005. And the biggest thing back then was you need to be dumping calories in. You're burning all these calories. And I was one of those people that took in way too much for what my needs were. And I would spend hours throwing up on the bike. And I would spend a lot of my run course looking for a porta potty. And what I found was that first, I'm a camel. I need very, very little fluid, even in the hottest conditions. Even in Kona, I went through 4 water bottles on the bike, you know, that was it. And we're not talking big bottles, we're talking the little ones. And so back in the day when I was just dumping things into my body, because that's what some article told me to do, or some bottle of nutrition said, you know, take this every 25 minutes or whatever. And I just don't need that much. And I've cut my nutrition needs significantly. I don't eat anything after basically 7 o'clock the night before the race. I don't put anything solid in my body race morning. and I probably take some kind of goo or something to that effect, a chew or something like that, every 45 minutes. So on the run, it's like every 3 to 4 miles. I take in very little, even on an Ironman now.
That's amazing. I mean, it's a massive mind shift, because as you say, a lot of people are in that thing that you just need to keep shoving things in your faces. It's almost like Ironman's an eating competition that's sort of sandwiched between a swim, a bike, and a run. And that's not necessarily the case.
It's very funny that you said that. I have an athlete that says to me every race that he's headed out for his whatever, you know, $800 buffet, and that he's getting everything he can at every aid station because he paid for it. And it's just kind of a big joke. But yeah, you know, it's that whole mentality of I need to be putting fuel in, you know. And then there was this big push, I want to say in the last, you know, maybe from 2000 to 2014-ish, where, you know, everybody's failure at their race was because of their nutrition. You know, and you're like, but what did you do? You know, and so I have athletes that come to me and I'm like, well, I drank water. And I'm like, well, water is not going to get you to the finish line. That's for sure. Like, you can't just go water. So I think nutrition is a huge, it's absolutely personal. And I believe that it's a huge factor in our sport. And I actually like to tell my athletes that triathlon is not three sports. It's one sport. And it's your nutrition, and that these are the two things that we have to look at: the sport of triathlon and how we're going to fuel you to get through that triathlon.
And as much as you're talking like that about fueling for the race, it's again, it's your run is set up on your bike is set up in your swim, and your nutrition is not set up on race day. It's what you do every other day leading up to the race. Talk to me a little bit about your sort of day-to-day nutrition strategy.
Well, when I'm in the season, I'm pretty boring. I'm one of those type A personalities that eats probably the same thing almost every single day. And it's because it's nutrient rich. I know that it's giving me what I need. And based on, you know, a 3-hour workout, I know what I need to put in during the workout and I know what I need to eat after the workout. But I'm not one of those people that restricts my diet beyond the idea that I eat very well. And I always find it entertaining when people are like, I eat really clean. And I'm like, yeah, do you? You know? And then you hear, well, I don't eat carbs, or I don't eat fat, or I do this with my protein. And I truly believe in the state of homeostasis. I believe in the state of our bodies need fat and protein and carbohydrates. And if you're depleting yourself of one of these things and you don't have a real medical reason for it, you're going to pay for it. So I just really believe in having a very balanced diet. And for those reasons, you know what? I do have candy bars and I do eat cupcakes and I do have cookies. But my friends kid around with me because I can make a cupcake last 5 days. I don't need to eat the whole cupcake when I sit down and eat it. I just want a piece of the cupcake. So I have a fairly, I don't want to use the word restrictive, but I'm definitely very aware of how I eat.
Everyone is now wondering how you take 5 days to eat a cupcake. That is the the big takeaway out of this one.
I definitely, well, you know, I just cut a little piece off of it and
it doesn't call your name at middle of the night saying, Rebecca, I'm here. That doesn't happen to you, because maybe it's just South African cupcakes that do that. I don't know.
Well, I would like to have a South African cupcake if it calls my name. I think you need to mail me one, or I definitely need to come to South Africa, because I would love for a cupcake to call my name. You know, I'm not going to lie. I've definitely told myself I was going to, you know, eat that cupcake over a number of days, and about 3 minutes later, it's gone. I mean, that definitely happens.
But again, it's one of those things that there has to be a bit of balance and light and dark. I mean, we spoke about taking some time off in a year in your off season, and it's the same thing with I'm guessing with nutrition as well. It's you've got to have balance, because if you swing too far one way, it's just as easy to swing in the opposite direction. It's you've got to maintain balance in this thing.
I totally agree with you there. And I also want to highlight what you just said about the off season. You know, I have a race weight. It's about 5 pounds less than where I weigh normally throughout the year, but that's it. It's 5 pounds. And when I look at dropping that 5 to 6 pounds at the most for racing, I take probably almost a month to do it. And I'm very smart and calculated in how I do it. The first thing I do is I cut out those processed things like the cookie and the candy bar and the cupcake. Those are the first things that go, you know, and there's other things that I don't take in as I get closer to race day, but I substitute them. Like I cut out any kind of bread, but I substitute with fruits and vegetables because I still need the carbohydrates. They're just from a different source. So it's just, I don't really look at food as entertainment. It really is, what do I need to put in my gas tank today so that I can perform to the best of my ability today and I can recover and perform tomorrow.
And you make such an important point there too, Rebecca. It's not a case of denying yourself, as you say, it's not denying yourself carbohydrates or denying yourself protein or fat. It's just being very picky about where you're getting those nutrients from and the source of that food. And in my experience, too many people don't think hard enough about that. And you mentioned the process stuff.
I completely agree. And
it's not rocket science. And you said you're quite boring about it. And sometimes it is boring. But it is what it is. And sometimes you've just got to do what it takes and get that dialed in.
I totally agree with you. Absolutely.
Well, Rebecca, it's been great catching up once again. I'm keeping fingers crossed that you somehow managed to find a flight that's less than 3 days to South Africa for Ironman 70.3 World Champs in September, because it's an amazing place to come to. And yeah, I hope you do manage to work something out, because I know you'll absolutely love the place. And the course is great to race, and the people are amazing in Port Elizabeth. And yeah, I just hope it does come to fruition and work out and fit into your schedule the way you want it to.
Thanks so much, Brad, and I hope so as well. And thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it and truly appreciate you being interested in talking with me. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And that's it for this edition of The Cone Edge. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you to Rebecca for helping us on our Ironman journey, and also for sharing some valuable advice. Rebecca's on her way to South Africa for the Ironman 70.3 World Championships in September in Nelson Mandela Bay. It's a long trip, as we spoke about after the recording, but yeah, she's pretty excited, and heading to Cape Town as well, getting to check out the penguins, which is awesome. Rebecca, best of luck in the build-up to that 70.3 World Champs and the rest of your season. We look forward to catching up with you here on South African soil. Until tomorrow, where I get to share another awesome story, we're heading to New Zealand to catch up with our next guest, and it's a pretty cool story. She's a mom, she is a wife, she works, she's a machine. It's all coming up tomorrow, okay? Make sure you download and you hit subscribe so you don't miss that episode. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.